It's Shelley Rome's Entertainment Report.
Yay, formerly Kanye West said much more than what aired on Tucker Carlson's Fox News show. Some of the footage made it into Motherboard's hands, and it's pretty shocking. Some of it is anti-Semitic, plus some rails on Kim Kardashian and talks about fake children being put into his home.
My kids are going to a school that teaches black kids a complicated Kwanzaa. I prefer my kids knew Hanukkah than Kwanzaa. At least it will come with some financial engineering.
Wow. Blake Shelton is leaving The Voice. He dropped the news yesterday saying, I've been wrestling with this for a while and I've decided that it's time for me to step away from The Voice after season 23. Shelton said in a statement, this show has changed my life in every way for the better and it will always feel like home to me. He also thanked the crew and singers that have been a part of his 12-year run. Blake's final season premieres next spring. Orlando Bloom is opening up about how a near-death experience as a teen has affected his mental health. In a promo for UNICEF, the actor explained, when I was 19, I fell 3 floors from a window and broke my back. He reveals that he had a near-death experience, and when I was in hospital, I was told for the first 4 days that I may never walk again. He did, less than 2 weeks later, of course. He says he's sharing his story so that others can take note that he got therapy and worked through it, and they can too. Kevin Bacon and wife Kira Sedgwick were victims of Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme and lost nearly all of their money. He spilled the tea on the Smartless podcast hosted by Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes. Bacon notes, we had most of our money in Madoff. There's obvious life lessons there. If something is too good to be true, it's too good to be true. Madoff's Ponzi scheme brought in $65 billion. And finally, Lollapalooza is rolling into South America again next year, and the lineup is stacked with stars. Billie Eilish, Jake, Lil Nas X, and a reunited Blink 182 are among the acts set for the Chile, Argentina, and Brazil editions of the festival. It's set for March, and other artists on the bill include Jane's Addiction, 1975, Rosalia, Tove Lo, Rise Against, Conan Gray, Youngblood, Modest Mouse, and more. Tickets are on sale right now. For even more, check out iHeartRadio.com/ Shelley Rome.